In today's podcast episode, I want to talk about the behind the scenes of how you can grow your online business using low ticket. I think we are so quick to jump and think that high ticket is the only way that we can grow a business. And so I just really want to show the behind the scenes of how passive courses and low ticket options can really help stabilize and cushion your business. And I want to give you the tips, tricks, and strategies on how I made this a reality, not only for myself, but for my clients. So let's dive in.
Welcome back. My name is Adrienne, and I am the CEO and founder of Ambitious and Caffeinated. I help moms start and grow a wildly profitable online business while putting motherhood first. Ambitious and Caffeinated helps our clients go from struggling solopreneurs to thriving empires. I started my entrepreneur journey as a teen mom who just wanted to be home with my babies and custom create my career. I knew that the 9-to-5 lifestyle was never meant for me. The business model I designed and created allows me to get paid daily, stabilize my income while working part-time hours as a stay-at-home mom. Now I help other moms turn into online CEOs, get paid daily, and own their power in motherhood. Not only do I cover all the things marketing and business, we get deep here and we don't shy away from the vulnerable chats. You can find me on Instagram at ambitiousandcaffeinated or head over to our site at ambitiousandcaffeinated.com and you can check out the free resource vault and all of the courses and programs I have available. I'm so grateful that you're here. Let's dive into the episode.
So just as a little forewarning, I actually created an entire other podcast episode on how I created over 300 course enrollments in 6 weeks. So definitely stay tuned to that, but there's a little bit of overlap between that podcast episode and this one. This one is specific to low ticket course enrollments and what that looked like for my business and the transition. So I think it's important to note that, of course, high ticket allows there to be an infusion of income. And obviously that cash flow is important when you're making investments, if you have team, if you're wanting to pay yourself, all of that is very, very important. And the other thing I just want to note as well is, I think that low ticket can get a bad rep, whether it's number one, you think that your ideal clients are going to stay low ticket customers forever, or whether you think it's going to be a waste of time and resources, or if you think it has a very low potential to make anything happen in your business, I want to take the time to address all of those points. The biggest issue that I see is people treat their low ticket like it is below them. Like it is the worst possible option for someone to come in into their offer suite, and it's not prioritized because it's low ticket. I have had a lot of success with my low ticket because I treat it as this luxury, high quality option, which it is. I really view my low ticket as this opportunity to serve someone in a very affordable manner and build a lot of trust with my audience before they ever decide to come forward into a larger group program, a mastermind with me, which the stabilizer is back up and going. So I know a lot of people who had jumped into lower ticket, they definitely want to get their hands on the stabilizer. And it also gives people an opportunity to know if I'd be a good fit for them in the one-on-one space, which is truly, truly important to make sure that you are in alignment with the coach that you are hiring. I think a very side note, we have jumped, you know, in especially 2022 and most of 2023, people just jumped into masterminds, containers without really vetting out who they were working for, if this program was going to serve them. And that is why I think it's really important to know who you're working with and if they're going to be a fit for you, right? Because otherwise it turns into resentment, it turns into a wasted investment, it turns into frustration. I could go on and on. And so if I'm being very transparent, having these lower ticket offers have allowed my own audience to qualify whether they come into my higher options. And I have had the most beautiful experiences with mastermind clients, with one-on-one clients. It's just all around been such a beautiful opportunity. And so for that reason alone, I will never get rid of low ticket. Also, a lot of my sales came in through collaborations, which has just been amazing. The next point I had on here is visibility. So number one is really intention setting about your passive courses, what this looks like. For me, I treat them as luxury, high quality trainings and workshops that are all $37, which is really unheard of. I really dislike this mentality that when people pay, they pay attention. Although, yes, in some cases, this is true. If you give someone free content versus them paying $100, they are going to show up differently. But I don't think that some of my workshops need to be $800 for a 3-part workshop, a 6-part workshop. And I mean, I've definitely bought those before, so I'm not saying that there isn't any value, but I know my audience. They are busy moms. They are busy business owners. They are trying so hard to get their business off of the ground running. I have mid and high ticket options available for them, but for people who are really just wanting some support now, that is why I love having low ticket. I can support them now in the season that they're in, and a lot of businesses do not care about that. The intention I am setting is, once again, creating those luxury, high quality trainings and also allowing them to be met where they are at, truly meeting your audience where they're at. This comes back to the idea of looking at the holes in the industry you are serving and filling those gaps, whether filling the gaps is with education, whether it's with a podcast, whether it's with the type of strategy you use, or maybe it is an offer. This is so important. So the next part is visibility. Visibility is obviously important if you want to make any sales and the right type of visibility. So I have partnered, whether going on people's podcasts or going in their Facebook group, those have been really fun. I've actually for the first time tried an MMR type course situation. So master resale rights. It's not as official as an MMR type situation, but essentially she has allowed availability and access to sell my course within this very specific program that she is selling. And it has allowed a very high influx of course enrollments, and I get a percentage of the sales versus the amount that my courses are. And really, it's not that much less than what my course would have been sold for anyways, but she used it as a bundle for people, an incentive for them to come in. Like, not only are they getting a couple trainings for me, like the course, but they're also getting live Q&As, and I'm doing Zoom trainings in her program that she's doing. So although I think I took probably a 20% decrease in what I would have got paid for the course, it still brought in a few hundred people. And I mean, we know that it was over 300 course enrollments in 6 weeks. I definitely have a lot more than that still trickling in. I'm still getting notifications like literally 5 minutes ago while making this podcast episode. So that's just really beautiful to know. There's a lot of ways that you can get creative with your courses. And especially because I took the time to really experiment in my business, experiment in my life, and then create courses around that and be like, hey, these are the results I got, and I'm going to do it again, and I'm going to do it again, and I'm going to do it again. Like my 30K followers in 60 days, that is the course that she wanted to use. It is about how I grew my TikTok to 30K followers in 60 days, and I've done this 6 times now. So not only did it benefit my business being able to have that extra income come in, it completely changed the way that she was even able to serve her audience, because she allowed there to be an expert come in, talk about these really specific key pieces. And if you've never taken a course from me, I teach very differently. I will never tell you this is the one and only way to grow social media. This is the one and only way to grow a business. I'm very big on allowing people to have that authority in their business and to make decisions. We are all big girls. We are all capable of making adequate decisions in our business and being able to build our businesses our way, and that's something I talk about all the freaking time, and I stand by it. And so anywho, I just think it's really important to note that the way that I teach is not conventional. It is not, I almost want to say normal, I don't like that, but it isn't normal. The way that I teach, a lot of people want to be like, this is the one tried and true way, and if you try anything else, your business is gonna flop and your business is gonna fail. I truly refuse to do that. I just refuse to have that mindset. And so anywho, it was a really beautiful opportunity for me to serve a whole different audience, have them use my courses, be very confident that they were going to get incredible results because I took the time to serve them well. And so I'm kind of going on a tangent at this point, but what I'm trying to say is if you have a low ticket offer, do not discredit that. I would even go as far to partner with people who maybe don't want to learn your area of expertise, but they know it could benefit their audience. It could benefit the course or program or workshop, whatever they are doing, and look at ways that you can provide value. The way that we were able to make this a very mutually beneficial exchange is I'm serving her audience through not only my course material, but we're doing Q&A calls, and I am in the group and I check it periodically just to make sure that everyone's being served well. And that has allowed me to touch an entire different audience that I didn't even know existed, right? It's like, I was thinking about this. We were driving through a village kind of close to, probably 30 or 40 minutes away from where I live. And I was thinking, I was like, oh my gosh, I did not even know this whole town existed. Who would have thought this town would have existed? I've lived here my entire life and I didn't know this existed. What the heck? I felt very misled. I felt like I missed something. And then I was thinking, oh my gosh, that is the same as your online business. You really, really never know who else is out there. It is never just about us and the people we know. It's literally endless amount of people out there. And so if you're ever feeling discouraged about your sales or about your social media growth or whatever that may be, there are endless people out there. Like, the potential starts now. It didn't end. The potential starts now. There are 101 different ways that you can get visibility. And so I wouldn't beat yourself up if you're like, oh my gosh, I feel like I'm new. I don't even know who to talk to. Like, do not beat yourself up. There are a million ways to run your business. There are a million ways to start growing your sales. There's a million and one ways to market yourself, right? There's never just one way. And so different ways you can do this is, number one, utilizing a video strategy. Are you going to show up on TikTok and grow a really incredible audience there? Are you going to start being really consistent on Instagram and create high quality video content? Are you going to start showing up in Facebook groups? Like, what is your strategy? Are you going to leverage Pinterest and a blog and a podcast? Like, what are you doing? Get really clear on what you're doing and stick with it for a couple months. This is what we're doing in the Stabilizer, my mastermind. We are picking a strategy that fits our lifestyle, fits our mindset, and fits the way that our brain works. So for example, if someone hated writing, there's no way on God's green earth I'm going to make them do a blogging strategy. That does not make sense. That does not make sense. However, if I'm working with someone and they absolutely love being on camera, you bet your booty that I'm going to get them doing a real strategy that feels good for them, that allows them to be in the energy of what they enjoy doing, right? And so I think this is just really important to note. Like, we need to have a strategy that works with us. And I'm not saying that you should stay comfortable in quotations, but when you're in the process of growing your business, it is so freaking important that we are doing what works well for us, what feels good, what, you know. And I think that's just not talked about enough in our industry. Of course, I think that every business should have a blog. I think every business should have a podcast, regardless of what your business is. It's another touch point for you to really deeply connect with your audience. And that's how I view that. But I don't think it's going to be making or breaking if your business is building, you know, starting and building it really quickly and stably. I just think it's a phenomenal addition in the future to use as an asset. So just painting that picture. But anywho, as I was saying, there's no right or wrong way to grow a business. It's just about consistency and what's working for you. But when it comes to visibility, if you're going to be doing a blog and podcast strategy, I highly, highly, highly recommend you do a Pinterest strategy and run ads to it. It's so phenomenal. I tested out, I'm talking about this way more in the Stabilizer. There's exclusive Pinterest trainings in there that I'm going to be doing about how I was able to turn $200 into almost 500,000 views. Like, literally insane. I really took the time to analyze it. I'm just like, this is bizarre in a positive way. And I had almost 2,000 views to my website in a very short time. Like, it was just an incredible experience. So anywho, I highly recommend you diving into a Pinterest strategy, run ads, learn ads. I have an amazing ad lady. If you would like her information, she has a group program and an ebook, all of that good stuff. So just send me a message. I can send her your way. But yes, anywho, look at how you can grow visibility and have a lot of fun with it. It doesn't have to be this nails on a chalkboard type task. It can be fun. It can be an exciting experience. So we've talked about intention, we've talked about visibility, but I kind of want to dive a little bit deeper into strategy. So I think it's important that you know, once this individual comes into that offer, whether it's $7, $97, $50, $120, like whatever that your low ticket offer is, what is that next step for them, right? Like, I think that is so freaking important to know. What is their next step? And so for myself, of course, the next step, I would really love if they came in to become a passive course queen. That is huge for a lot of business owners, and I love that course. I would, of course, love for them to come into the mastermind. They get more hands-on support, they get a lot of community aspects, and they get every single course I've ever made. Of course, I would love for them to come into my private coaching. They get all the courses, they get the mastermind, they get one-on-one, you know, communication and calls and all of that good stuff with me weekly. That is like untouchable. Of course, those are the next steps that I want for them. And it really just depends on the season of life and business that they're in, right? Like I know some people, they will jump into my one-on-one container, literally pay in full for it, and not want access to the mastermind because they want a very intimate one-to-one experience. So it's so funny how that kind of stuff works out. And I know some people jump into a mastermind because they really appreciate the community and everyone working towards a common goal. And one-on-one just really isn't the time for them because it's super intimate. It's, for a lot of people, it can be very vulnerable having someone be in your space. And for me, it's never just about marketing. I really get to know someone's triggers, their traumas. Like I get to know them on a very, very deep level, and I get to know a lot about their life. And for some people, they don't want that. And that's also okay. I'm a very deep person. I do not like surface level conversations. I love going deep. I love getting to know every quirk of someone, and I find it fascinating. That is a total side note. So for, you know, a mastermind might fit someone better than a one-to-one. And same, I want you to look into your business. Like what is the next steps for them? Why is it going to serve them? What other options are there? And it's not just about like, oh, how can I turn this person into a continuous paycheck? I do not subscribe to that. It's how can I serve them at the next level? How can I support them in their growth in the next level? How can I get them to the goals that they're aspiring to achieve? That is, I think, the mindset that we need to have. I always say when you are focusing on impact, the income always follows if you have a strategy. So that is my TED Talk. That is a couple ways that you can make your low ticket offers really thrive in your business. I know it is such a beautiful opportunity because, of course, I serve high ticket. Of course, I have a mastermind. I have one-on-one clients. I have all of that beautiful stuff on the go. And adding this additional income stream to my business is literally mind-boggling because it gives me the opportunity to really serve my one-to-ones really deeply and really pour myself into my mastermind really deeply. But then also having all of these course enrollments allows me to have more team support, be able to reach more people, be able to serve more deeply and give back more freely. And so that is my favorite thing about having low ticket offers in my business. And it is such a beautiful way for people to really get to know you in a short time frame. So I talked about in a previous episode, it is called the 7-day sales cycle. I highly, highly, highly recommend that every single business has some sort of low ticket because I am not kidding you. It has allowed someone to go from a complete stranger to a paying client in 24 hours. It is insane. And it's just a beautiful opportunity. So anywho, I am so grateful that you are here. Thank you for taking the time to listen. I encourage you to take a screenshot, post it on your Instagram stories, and I do a draw at the end of the month for whoever has shared my podcast. I give them coffee at the end of the month. I give you guys a Starbucks gift card or wherever your choice of coffee is where you live. I hope you have a beautiful day, and thank you so much. I'm so excited to see how passive courses change your business.